across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So my guest, Trevor Barlow, has joined me. He's the artistic director of Stapleford Granary, and he will be, well, he's going to talk us through some of the summer programming that they've got going on. It's packed full of events and courses for everyone to enjoy. So you're on the green mic. Let's turn you up. Good morning.
Good morning, Louise.
We were just having a chat, weren't we? And just saying that we've probably crossed paths before.
I was a music teacher and you as a student.
Yes, absolutely, because I've part of lots of music groups and lessons and things like
Crappy
that.
Days.
So, yeah, absolutely. Well, you can't beat a bit of music, can you? Which, of course, is your forte.
It's led me to where I am.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you're here to talk to us about today. So, but first of all, let's start. As the name suggests, Stapleford Granary has a bit of history behind it. So tell me.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? Indeed.
It's a Victorian farm. It was built in 1880, all brick built. And would be there for storing the grain in the old days. And it'd been empty for 30 years by the time we stumbled across it.
So was it quite dilapidated?
Completely
then?
Ruined, right. Yeah, but structurally sound. The brickwork was still fine. And my friend, now colleague, Paul Barnes, who runs a thing called the Ace Foundation, they have a travel company, Ace Cultural Tours, had the money and the foundation to buy it and convert it into this lovely study centre.
Fantastic. So how long did it sort of roughly take to get it up and running?
We're probably 8 years into the project now.
Right.
And we completed it last summer. Completed
wow.
with a lovely concert hall now and a lovely glass corridor for artwork and everything.
So it's taken some time, but actually you're there.
But we've done it nicely.
Yeah.
It took our time and done it well.
That's the thing. You've got to do it properly, haven't you? And, and as we were just saying, I mean, I've always heard absolutely amazing things about it, and that it is a really lovely, beautiful venue.
It's a good day out, a good, you know, place to get away from it all.
And does it lend itself, you know, the acoustics and everything to sort of music concerts? And
we are thrilled with acoustics. We just tried to stop the sound getting out so we didn't annoy
just
any neighbours. But we've had John Williams, the famous guitarist there. He said it's the best acoustic he's played in.
Yeah.
And Imogen Cooper, a famous concert pianist, just adores the place. So we're really chuffed that some of the top artists in the UK are really loving the space.
Brilliant. So how long have you been there personally, and sort of what's your role as the artistic director? What does that really sort of mean?
Yeah, well, I've been there 8 years, but I started off just one day a week. I was teaching beforehand music, as you know, and now I'm 4 days a week there. The grand role of artistic director, but that doesn't include making the tea and chicken. There's enough loo rolls and the fire stuff works and everything. So, but the artistic side is really lovely. I can timetable all the events there and the courses. So education is part of the whole mix there.
So how do you go about sort of finding things to put on? I mean, you know, is it just a matter of sort of scrolling through the internet or, yeah, and is it just local people, or do you sort of spread the net far and wide and sort of bring people in?
Well, we're trying to aim as high as we can.
Yeah.
The categories are basically jazz, classical, folk, and some world music too we're trying to get into. Generally acoustic, but we do have some PA, so we don't want to get too loud. And the capacity is 150. And, of course, I did music training before, so I know quite a lot of people locally and on the scene.
Yeah. And you also run programmes there as well, don't you? Courses for people to do.
Yeah.
And some of those are arty as well, so you
we
really kind
music,
of...
We do music, art and literature courses. The music ones, we've got a youth string orchestra, we've got the Phoenix Choir, which is actively recruiting, so only 18 to 23-year-olds. Lovely choir there, high-level singing. My wife does a come-and-sing night once a month. Anybody can turn up, and we just sing around the piano. We have a flute and clarinet group. We have a folk ensemble and a piano club. The piano club's interesting because we have a lovely Steinway piano, and this gives local pianists a chance to play on a really top-class piano.
And, how important do you think it is as well to get people involved with music? Because there is, at the moment, I mean, I spoke to somebody about this a while back now, but there seems to be a stripping away, if you like, of those creative arts in schools. I think people are learning that actually that's not a good thing, and they're kind of trying to bring that back. You know, why did they take it away in the first place? But how important do you think it is for people to kind of get involved with these things?
Well, you've hit on a raw nerve with me.
But
it's not rocket science, I don't think. You know, if you take away the music provision to children, and then you start talking about their mental health going down, it doesn't take too much to work out. If you take away something that people love, they're not going to be too happy.
But also, I mean, I suppose it's because we are creative beings, aren't we? And that's the thing, and it's that outlet to do it and that encouragement to kind of keep it up. And from your point of view, I mean, you're someone who's been in the teaching and you're now sort of, you know, getting people in for concerts and things like that. Have you seen an increase? Is there a drop off even of people? Because I know what it's like when I was younger. It was almost like your birthright, if you like, to play. You know, start off in schools, you'd play the recorder and all the rest of it, and you know, and you'd be encouraged, actively encouraged, to kind of start up with an instrument. But I know that lots of people kind of dropped off in the end, but you know, sort of didn't bother.
Yeah, I think in Cambridge, we're pretty lucky. We're in sort of a little cultural bubble, but I think nationally, it's not so good.
Yeah,
I hear of friends teaching in London, and the kids just aren't coming through. We're now into like 8 years of austerity, if you like, when the cuts went, and the children are just coming through with no instrumental skills.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
a shame. Absolutely,
but it will swing back.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, yeah, absolutely, and with your encouragement as well.
Well, around here, we're trying our best.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So, anyway, going back to the Stapleford Granary, then. So, what have you got specifically coming up over the next sort of couple of months or so?
Yeah, well, September it all kicks off, but with the Folk Festival coming up, we're going to be putting up some posters of our folk events, so maybe I'll start with that.
We've got the
famous Martin Simpson, folk singer and guitarist, coming. We've got Leverett, they're meant to be one of the top UK English folk groups, and from Scotland, I went up to the Celtic Connections Festival and booked about six of the best Scottish bands. We've got Blazing Fiddles coming down in November next year, and a lovely one, which is a young group called Ascint. They're going to be working with the young musicians of Sawston Village College. They've already got the tunes, they're fiddling away, and they'll take part in the show. And then a couple of world events mixing in with that. We've got an Indian themed exhibition on some photographs of India, and a lady called Rupa Panasar and one of the best tabla players, Kusek Sen, are doing a music for the mind and soul concert, tabla and sitar, which is fantastic. Along with, once you get to know these agents, an agent said, "Do you fancy these guys? They're monks coming from Tibet."
Wow.
I think they're called the Drepung Kongo Kangstan Monks of Tibet, and they play these trumpets that are about 3 metres long. I just don't know what to expect. There's about 8 of them coming.
Amazing.
So I booked them, and we'll see how we go.
Absolutely.
So that's the
fantastic
folk. I can go on. There's jazz, classical, and we have coffee concerts too.
Well, there's something for everyone, though. That's what's really lovely about it. It's really inclusive.
And all
also,
ages,
I mean, and we were just saying as well, it's not just evening stuff either. There's things through the afternoons as well, which is great. So
the Sunday coffee concert's really popular. And we have a whole mix. I do the classic piano concert, or I have a string quartet, or there's a jazz one, a folk one, a little dramatic one too. Somebody, as a poet called Emily Dickinson from Canada.
Oh, yes, yes.
She's formed a play and singing the songs about that. So a lot of interesting sort of niche things.
Yeah. And do you have any, what are the sort of courses as well that you run there as well? Because you do have courses that people can kind of get involved with.
Yeah, well, I mentioned some of those music things.
Yeah.
Also, we have some play days. We have a string day, a brass day with Prime Brass, local brass group, and a woodwind day. And we've even got a French horn day coming up. And then the art courses, we've got a drawing, painting, mixed media, stained glass, printing. These run weekly, and then some days there's just specific one-offs. And the latest thing, we were approached by the Central St Martin's Jewellery School, and we've now got our own jewellery studio. We know it was in demand in Cambridge, so we've got all the desks, and this lady comes up from London teaching how to make jewellery, and she's bringing in some silversmithing students. So we've just done our first term. But as it grows, she'll be bringing up more of the top craftsmen from London.
Fantastic.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it's really packed full then.
Keeps me busy.
Absolutely. It sounds like it. And also the other great thing as well, with the summer holidays as well, then it's going to be...
Yeah, well, we're taking a breather over the August.
Right,
Yeah. But you can look on the website and see what's coming up.
So, yes, in fact, tell us about that. Where can people find more information?
Well, it's easy to remember. If you just put Stapleford Granary in, you'd see it. The address is www.stapleforgranary.org.uk. And I put every event up there going into 2020, actually.
Right.
There's a couple of Christmas presents there, if you want to think of that already. There's a Prime Brass Christmas concert, a Nutcracker concert for the children. And then into the new year, I've got a Burns Night concert with a band from Scotland, For the classic people, Schubert's Winterreise. And the jazz, I've just booked some musicians from London doing a Nat King Cole tribute evening, complete with the black and white pictures in the background. So some handy Christmas presents coming.
Absolutely, fantastic.
It's summertime, talking about Christmas.
Mind you, my friend's already putting it out there on Facebook. There's 149 days left to shop, everyone, so get yourself out there quickly. Thank you so much, Trevor, for joining me today. And you can go to staplefordgranary.org.uk and find more information there, because there is so much going on that you'll need to properly have a look through that.